face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.
B-Pod Studios.
Brady under center. Fires down the middle. He throws a long ball right. Throws down the left seam for Gronkowski. Touchdown, 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 Patriots.
Tom Brady plays on one station in Boston. 98.5, the Sports Zone.
Fred, hello.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hey.
What's going on? Are you on fire?
The ace is on the case.
I love meatballs.
Do you?
Let's go Red Sox.
Kiss my ass twice.
Let's go Red Sox.
Hit me like a bow, bow, bow.
Go Red Sox.
Hit me like a bow, bow, bow.
Wall Dick, where you at?
515-75.
Hello. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
We're still here! We're still here! We're still here!
Brady, Brady, Juncha, Juncha, Brady, Brady, Juncha, Juncha.
Kelly's, Kelly's Roast Beef! Another one of my favorites. Jeez.
Please, bro, look at that! The golden arches of McDonald's!
We need
Nicholas, we're everywhere.
We need to let that roll, that weird voicemail song that we got at some point, like, and soon, because I've had that in my head for almost, what would it be, 21 hours now?
Brady, Brady, hoomcha, hoomcha.
Oh, look at a tree, Nicholas.
Hey, everybody, good morning. We are the Touch and Rich radio program from Radio Row here at the Georgia World Congress Center.
Mm-hmm.
We were here for the Super Bowl. This hour is brought to you by AdCare, 1-800-ALCOHOL. Rich certainly with a wild night last night. He's out and about.
It wasn't really wild. It was just late. Yeah. It was just a late one.
Well, no. Your friends, though, were
yeah.
wild.
Yeah, yes. It was a group of friends that I, you know, all went to high school with, and we got together, and there's this area town. Oh, by the way, before I did that, I went looking for the show for this guy who used to be a local legend around here, and his name was Elephantitis Man.
Yeah.
Now, Elephantitis Man was a guy that used to stand out in the corner over here by Ponce de Leon, which is not too far from here.
Briarcliff and Ponce.
That's it. And Elephantitis Man was a guy who used to wear very tight spandex, would stand on the corner of the road, and it looked like somebody put a watermelon in the front of his pants, and he would just dance all day. He was proud of it. He'd show it off, and he would just dance. And I've never, in all my years doing radio, I've never spoken to the guy.
No.
And I just kind of know, like,
it was just a delight, because I lived there, so I would see him several times a day, and it was just a delight.
And you just
know that he was there.
If you're ever in a bad mood, you just pull up to the light, and yep. There's Elephantitis Man just having the time of his life.
There's a lot of uncertainty in life. And then you would pull up and Elephantitis Man was there. You'd say, you know what?
Wow.
It's good to see you.
How about that?
So I did that. And then last night we went to this area called Little Five Points where that Vortex place is that, you know, has really good burgers. It's great, too, because, like, I've heard of, like, people trying to bring their families there, and they are very unashamed that this is not a family place. I mean, as soon as you walk in, it's like, you know, it's pretty vile.
Yeah.
It's a bar. I mean, it's a bar. And so we spent a little bit of time there, and then we ended up going to the Claremont, which is the, like, it's like Twin Peaks come to life. It is just world's strangest place that you've ever been to. And it used to be underneath a building that was essentially like a crack den / where the prostitutes used to bring their johns.
Yeah, when they tore it down and put up a nice hotel, so I refused to go to the Claremont.
Right. So that's
but when they were knocking it down, they were finding, like, all these hypodermic needles in the walls and stuff like that.
So my wife and I, when we used to go to school down the road, you know, we would go to this. There was this place called Zesto's, an ice cream place, and we would go and get ice cream. And you would sit in your car, and you'd look across the street and just watch the prostitutes work. I mean, it was like probably one of the worst blocks in town. That's where that grocery store that used to be called – Ask. I talked to Big Jim Murray about this the other day. There used to be one called the Murder Kroger, which just once a week somebody got stabbed, shot, or whatever in the parking lot there. And my wife actually witnessed someone get stabbed in the – like in the shoulder – what is this right here? The shoulder blade is on the back?
Yeah.
So literally stabbed in the back in the parking lot of the Murder Kroger. That's now like million-dollar condos. Like, everything is completely changed. That hotel where the Claremont, you know, it's now, like, the nicest boutique
just
hotel.
Just a big block of your life is gone.
No, and I'm not looking back at it fondly. What's that?
Blondie retired.
Okay, well, she's got a lookalike then.
Yeah, because she retired.
Okay, all right.
I was told that by one of Crash's friends who happens to be a bartender at the hotel.
Okay, well, so, and yeah, and then we ended up, so I called for a car service yesterday, you know, like one of the apps, and it says your driver will be arriving in a like blue Tesla. And I went, what? And it's like it was like one of the X.
It was just one of the X ones. It was just a guy from Tesla.
It was just a dude from Tesla. No. But sure enough, I'm standing there and a Tesla pulls up, and we get in the car, and I'm like, nice car, man. What are you doing driving? What are you doing driving, picking people up in this thing? And he goes,
because I'm a cowboy. Nah.
By the way, have you, any of you guys ever been in a Tesla before?
Yes. Okay, yes.
Oh, you have?
I have.
Okay.
I don't care for that hippie crap.
You got some cool friends.
Damn right.
I'd never been in one. The digital display in the front of that thing is like...
You're like driving a rocket ship.
It's 2 feet long.
Yeah.
It's literally from where the gear shift is all the way up to the windshield.
Oh.
And the entire time it's like, you know, whatever, Garmin. It's like a gigantic Garmin, except it's a picture. It's not like the cartoon. It's an actual picture that's at the top of your car that somehow they have some weird satellite feed in this Tesla that gets you there.
I ask so many questions. The guy's like, stop asking questions. I was like, this is like the best thing ever. I've never seen anything like it.
You ever tell him what's wrong with American Muscle? Maybe you put a little gas in your car, rev it up. All right, John, there is someone on the phone for you.
Okay.
Tom, hello.
Hello there. I was wondering if John Wallach, the Waldick, found Table 21 with Amy Lawrence yet.
No, we were looking. Amy Lawrence, well, CBS Sports Radio's broadcast location is what? 50 yards from here or less?
Well, everything's about 50 yards.
We're
in the center of a room, but yeah, the desk where CBS, and they're on a riser a little bit, not that far from here. I looked as we walked in. Amy Lawrence is not broadcasting from here. This is her first night broadcasting from here. Apparently, she's broadcasting from Camlaville, 92.9 The Game. She's at those studios today.
Oh, they have not put her.
They have not put her here. So I'm told she will be here later to tape interviews for her show for broadcast tomorrow night.
It's so necessary she's not here. That she's here.
She's not here. No.
So they just put her at a station.
Yes, correct.
She could have stayed home.
That's right.
All right, because a lot has been.
She had said earlier that she could hardly see the CBS station from where Table 21 was.
All right. Well, maybe it was theater of the mind. But I'll tell you this: John. All right. John is just smitten with her. He is just smitten.
Why do you say that?
Because a lot of times Amy Lawrence comes up in your conversations. Like, you're afraid. You talked to Mike Thomas about it. You were afraid to see her.
We talked about it because we're here, and we were referencing the uncomfortable conversation that I had with her in Houston. But it's not like we're back in Boston and I bring her up at all. Subject was brought up because we're here and she's here.
Yeah. I mean, when the moon hits her eye, it's
amore. That's amore, right?
You guys walk by, lock eyes, and... Time stops. Everyone around you becomes out of focus.
Everything's in slow motion. That's right. That's right.
All right. Well,
I just, real quick, there's going to be a theme for today's show, and that is that the Toucher Rich Show ruins everything. Because there are several fairly big stories that we are being blamed for causing. that happened yesterday in the Super Bowl and the sports world.
They found out that I am the Phantom Crapper.
What?
Somebody I've, looking for what? Somebody going, leaving presents around the Media Row?
Yeah,
what? Brown presents?
I've been going around Media Row and going,
tis I.
Tis okay. You know that.
Tis I.
I know that story. I know that story, yes.
But I mean, someone was crapping all over the
yes,
fraternity
house. Yes, I do know
house,
that story.
At the last fraternity meeting, this guy.
It is I.
It is I. Yes. I am the Phantom Crapper.
Yes, that's true. Well, I did know that story.
If you look around, though, Fred, I mean, we are the first ones in Media Row, and each one of these tables has a little drape that covers up what's underneath it.
That's a good point.
So you could have been, you know,
Well, that's I call that the DA.
Oh, just because he hides underneath the table, like,
and it's just and the next thing you know, you don't have any shoes on, and he's,
oh,
tis I.
Anytime we talk about that, someone will tweet DA. Like, why are they still talking that way?
And then he just runs out of here with a handful of shoes. Yes, yes, yes.
Have we seen, is the Kansas City guy here yet?
I don't think
I was upset. I meant to look yesterday if Fesco's here or not. I did not look.
Okay.
I have to look today.
You would figure that a lot of people would be here because it's so cheap to fly here. But, you know, I'm you could knock me over with a feather half the time.
Oh, how great was yesterday here? Yes, Mr. Fesco. What were you saying?
Boston. Kiss my ass twice.
Thank you, Mr. Right. Bob Fesco. I shall if I see you,
yes,
and I will
mean,
enjoy
that
it.
That is quite an offer.
The entire city was shut down yesterday because they thought that there was going to be a little bit of snow and there was going to be this big ice storm, and it ended up being beautiful.
It was sunny and 30 yesterday.
And no one was driving around.
It took me 12 minutes to get from here to Buckhead.
Yeah, the guy who picked me up in the Uber yesterday was just like, I've never driven that fast on 75 in my life. Everyone was scared to come down, and it was gorgeous. It was beautiful.
It was fantastic. There was no traffic.
No, none. And on top of that, like, stores had shut down, like, early. Ones that were open, like in downtown, they're like, Snowmageddon. There was literally not one snowflake that fell, and schools were closed everywhere.
Good. It was good for us. All right, Rich, what's coming up? We're being blamed for things?
Yeah, like two pretty big news stories that kind of been breaking over the past couple of days.
Is it the new kids that Joey's leaving the group?
Well, listen, I mean, everyone knew. I mean, everyone gave us credit. People Magazine. Teen Beat, they all said that we were the ones that had it first.
All right, Ricky Schroeder's doing a reboot of Silver Spoons?
Well, I mean, didn't you break that like 3 years ago? They're finally getting around to it.
All right, so we're being blamed for things.
Yep, two pretty big stories we are being blamed for.
All right, I look forward to hearing what those are. We will return from Radio Row here at the old Super Bowl.
Dutcher and Rich are live on Radio Row at the Georgia World Congress Center, presented by the New England Volkswagen Dealer. Watch the show on twitch.tv. Just follow the Sports Hub.
Recapping what you missed, it's Dutcher and Rich.
Five, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Rich, what happened last week?
For the fourth time in five games, the Bruins blow a lead. Clip.
Marchand will come all the way from his own end. Snags the puck and accelerates over the line. Speeds into the slot. Backhand. Hellebuck the stop. And the Winnipeg Jets record a 4-3 shootout win over the Boston Bruins here at TD Garden.
Yep, Bruins come out swinging with an early lead in the first period, and then they blow it in devastating fashion in their 4-3 overtime loss to the Jets. Winnipeg's Kyle Connor scored twice in 34 seconds in the third period, and then scored the only goal in the shootout, almost single-handedly sending the Bruins home with the L, yet with a point in hand. Silver lining is that once again, however, Bergeron was excellent. Clip.
Marchand around a check. Centers. Bergeron shoots. He's gone!
Yep, six shots on goal, two made it through. On top of that, Pasta buried one, so of course that line is doing just fine.
Yeah, so it was Bergeron with two goals, Pasternak with a goal and two assists, and Marchand with three assists. Yep. That was the offense last
night. Doing all the work.
Yep. Yeah.
But then there's the goaltending situation, where Halak's save percentage since December has dropped below 900. And the team, of course, hoping that Tuukka Rask, who's been dealing with a concussion, could be back by Thursday. Hopefully he will be back in form that he was before he got injured, because he was looking good at that time. Well, here is Bruce Cassidy afterwards.
Thought we had the better of the place. When you look at the big picture, that part of it, a lot of positives. We were physical, answered the bell when we needed to. I don't think we had any passengers. You know, generated a lot of good looks. Just had some breakdowns. And you got to be careful you don't beat yourself. And I think there was a little bit of that tonight. No disrespect to Winnipeg. They're one of the best teams in the National Hockey League. But I think some of it was self-inflicted. The good teams don't do that. So we've got to correct that.
So you raised a good point, John, off the air before we went on. And, you know, you say Bergeron obviously has been, you know, playing great hockey. He had two goals yesterday. However, in the shootout, he's nowhere to be found. The three guys that you got were DeBrusk, Pasternak, and Marchand.
Yep.
So why don't they use Bergeron?
I don't know. And it's Fred, funny, Fred has gone on and on about watching Bergeron at practice and
If you go to practice and you see Bergeron, because they practice it obviously a lot, and you see Bergeron doing it, I mean, he's great. And I mean, Cassidy obviously knows more than I do, and I've been to, you know, a handful of practices and seen him done it.
Haven't we asked Cassidy that before? I thought that one time when we had him on, I thought you brought that up. And I don't remember what he said, and I just, for some reason, that's ringing a bell. Well, write it down either way. Next time we have him on, I do want to know, because I find that interesting that he's not one of the guys that they choose.
If you go to practice, you see how much better Bergeron is than anyone else on the ice. Even when they had Sagan, I mean, you could tell that Bergeron was... And you could tell Bergeron was capable of a lot more offensively than he was doing.
Well, you've seen him score 30 goals. I mean, you see... Not glimpses, you've seen extended views of the skill, but they need him to do so many other things that kind of gets shuffled to the back sometimes.
Yeah, I don't know why you would. I would just have the top line go in succession, but who knows? Maybe they got a kid that they really think is the bee's knees at it.
Yeah.
Well, all I know is that last night, and Bruce Cassidy seemed, you know, not too upset with what's going on, and he had a Kevin Miller fight yesterday, too, which when are people going to learn? Maybe Kevin Miller's not the kind of guy you want to.
That's not the story of the game, though.
Trent Frederick
is the story of the game.
Sure, sure.
That's the story of the game, and his parents' reaction to that fight is really good.
What did the parents do?
They were cheering him on.
Okay. You know,
their son in his NHL debut is like beating the crap out of someone, and they're like, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't see the parents.
Yeah, the parents are loving it.
Right. Well, either way, it's going to be good to hopefully have Tuukka back. They are expecting him to more than likely be back tomorrow night when the Bruins next play against the Flyers. That is at the TD Garden, and you can, of course, hear the puck drop right here on 98.5 The Sports Sub. So,
which sounds like a good time to remind you that Patrice Bergeron and our show present Pucks and Paddles. It's the second annual ping pong tournament to benefit the Floating Hospital for Children at Tufts Medical Center and the Boston Bruins Foundation. It's Thursday, February 7th at the Royale Boston. You can play doubles ping pong against your favorite Bruins player, Rich and I, John Wallach, Mark Bertrand, Zoe. VIP tickets are sold out, and you can get general admission tickets for $50. And obviously, you're very close to the players when you do that. And you can bid to play with players, or you can get a deal like on a Wallach. And for all that information and to buy tickets, go to 98.5thesportshub.com.
Everyone's been bid on now, right?
I don't know. I haven't looked.
See,
Bertrand was without last time we looked, but that was it.
What are you doing, people? Bid on Bertrand. That's like a way to get into the VIP session. If you win, it doesn't. To be honest, it really doesn't matter who you're playing ping pong with. It would be great. You're going to spend a lot of money if you want to play with Brad Marchand. That's just the way it is. But if you just want to get in and rub elbows with all the guys and meet all of them, go with Bertrand. Go with me. Go with any of us. I mean,
I'll skyrocket at the end.
Everyone's been bid on.
Okay, everyone has.
Good.
People are being smart. Yes. And I think
Rich still has a $50 lead, though.
Yeah, my people, they procrastinate.
Yeah, they wait.
It's like waiting to buy.
Mine too, apparently.
It's like waiting to buy Super Bowl tickets. You want to see if the price drops before you. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be a flurry of bidding at the end.
Yes, I do.
This is for the kids. Damn it. Do something good. put like a four, 500.
And come on.
Come on with that at least.
I think the bidding ends relatively soon.
Yes. Friday, right? I think it's Friday. Yeah, yep. Friday at like 9. Don't yeah, take my word on that.
48 hours if you want to get in. This is, if you procrastinated, now's the time.
And it's a great event. I mean, and Cuts for a Cause was a very good event. But last year when Patrice came to us and said, I want to do a tournament, a ping pong tournament, it was brilliant because the way it was set up is they've got a bracket. And if you're just a spectator, it's a ton of fun because all the guys stick around. They used to be like some guys with their head shaved and they would just kind of leave. You know, they would do the VIP and they'd meet people. They were always very gracious. But then there was really nothing more for them to do. Here, they're talking trash on each other. They're taking the microphone. They're getting in each other's faces. It's a lot of fun.
All the Bruins sat on the stage, you remember, for the final. All of the Bruins. Yes. None of them left. They all sat on the stage and watched.
Yep. Absolutely. All right. Well, the Patriots, they've been getting ready and practicing over at Georgia Tech right down the street from here, while the Rams have unfortunately had to go all the way to Flowery Effing Branch, which is like a 45-minute drive in the worst traffic in order to practice.
They get a police escort. There's no way they don't.
It still sucks. I mean, it's still like not the
It's a long-ass trip.
I think you're kind of overreacting. I mean, the Falcons practice in Flowery Branch.
Yeah, but it's also not Super Bowl week.
I don't think it's any advantage whatsoever.
Well, the Patriots can possibly walk from where they're staying to where they practice.
I don't think being on a bus for a half an hour is going to...
I'm not saying it's causing... It's just I'm saying it's more way more of a pain in the ass for those guys. Like that, I mean, you...
If I had a police escort out to Flowery Branch, I think I'd be perfectly fine with it.
No, advantage Patriots. Staying downtown.
That's the secret.
Is, like 2 miles away to the practice facility, driving 40 miles back and forth each way. The practice.
Fred, that's what's been swaying Vegas.
That's the point spread says it all.
As soon as they announced.
That's worth 3 points, 2 points, right?
Absolutely.
That's what I think.
Yeah, when the Falcons have to do it, I mean, that's why they.
Well, they're used to it. Now, you know, I'm thinking the Rams practice closer to their facility, right? There's a place right outside the Coliseum they practice, right?
I don't know, John. How would I possibly?
I don't know either, Fred. I have no idea.
No, you know what they
clear do is, advantage Patriots is what I'm to draw from this conversation.
They go to Area 51 to practice.
It's fine.
Well, it's while the team's getting ready, there are still questions, and there are people answering some of them, or at least being approached with such questions. The Crafts, both Jonathan and Mr. RKK, who told me himself he would call into our show on Monday morning if indeed the Patriots win the Super Bowl.
Who summoned Rich to come and talk to him and said that he thought that Rich was very funny.
The show.
Well, the show is you. And so he said that the show is very funny. And then he proceeded to agree to come on.
Mm-hmm.
And then he took a big bite of a hot dog.
That would have been a dream come true if that happened. No, but he and his son, Jonathan, were on NBC Sports Boston yesterday, and they did a sit-down with Tommy Curran. And Mr. Curran asked him about the future of Tom Brady and Bill Belichick on this Patriots team. Clip.
So what is the real understanding? Let's break a little news here. What will happen in 2019 with that tandem and the troika of ownership, quarterback, and head coach?
Well, I'll promise you, ownership is sticking around.
And I think you'll see our quarterback and coach there. So that's the answer. That's the answer.
Tom, he has never walked into the final year of his deal without having it.
Well, is he walking? Redone. But we're still in the season before, so he's not in the final year of his deal.
Fair enough.
Okay.
There you go.
He is not going anywhere.
No, Brady, they're going to give him.
Brady's not going anywhere. He will retire a Patriot. I'm more sure of that than anything else in the sports world.
No, the only thing you can glean from that is, you know, a couple of months after the Super Bowl is over, everyone will sit down and they'll get a deal done. They won't let it go into the summer.
They will not let Brady go.
So he wants to play till he's 45. So if you are the Crafts, he's got 1 year left. Do you give him a 2-year deal?
Yeah.
Yeah, you do.
And do you do?
You front load it, but yes, you do.
Do you do the Drew Brees? Well, I mean, boy, it's amazing how even like this year with the incentives, they are so good at getting like so much for so little.
The question is, how much does Brady ask him for?
Well, he's going to ask him for the Drew Brees deal. He's going to want $25 million.
He's never done that before,
years.
But as we've kind of gleaned from his actions and his statements that, you know, it's time for me. I've spent enough time on you guys. It's time for me here at the end.
They're somehow going to figure out a way to not give that to the best quarterback of all time.
We'll see.
And a guy who, a Super Bowl quarterback. I mean, a guy who just, you know.
Well, he would have to agree to it. I mean, Brady would just have to agree.
Well, I mean, Yeah.
No, they're not going to hardball.
But I don't.
Trust me.
I also don't see Brady. Brady's not going to walk away either, though. You know what I mean? It's like if they don't give him the deal that he wants, you see Brady going, "I'm done. I'm leaving the Patriots." That's not going to happen.
No, they're not going to let him leave. They're just not.
So you think they're going to give him the Drew Brees deal?
If he wants it, trust me.
Why wouldn't you ask for that if you're Tom Brady?
I don't know why he hasn't asked for it before, but if he asks for the Drew Brees deal, they'll give it to him. There is no possible way. They love that guy. The Crafts love him.
But they always
love him like a son.
Like this year with like the incentive thing that they gave him.
They're trying their best to do this year to year, which is why I said a 2-year front loaded extension. Yes. They're gonna it essentially will remain year to year. They're gonna give him a lot of money next year, and then not a dummy year of the contract, but something that'll have a significantly less cap hit. So if you're the Patriots, you can't afford to spend any money on a quarterback who's going to be 43, regardless of what his name is. And the one thing the Patriots have done year in and year out is maintained a cap that is good business for them. Regardless of it, you can't give Tom Brady $50 million guaranteed over the next 2 years. You can't do that. You have to figure out something else halfway in between what he's going to ask for and what you can really deal with cap-wise. You're going to have to suffer a little bit because Brady's earned the right to say, hey, I want all of this money that I didn't get over the last 15 or 20 years, but I just can't see the Patriots going, okay, we're going to give you the money, all the money you want until you're 45 years old, because that's how you want to play, regardless of how much Kraft loves him. They have to maintain a good business model, which they've done.
They've done it with players in the past. This, and everyone that we talk to that covers the Patriots agrees, this is an exception. Brady's the one exception.
I'm going to be shocked.
Ownership
of how little they're going to give him. You're going to be shocked.
Then he might take it. If he takes
and
it,
he'll take it.
Fine.
See, I don't think.
Fine. If he takes it,
I think
fine.
It's different this year.
All right, fine. But this is, we've talked to everyone, and it's true. If you talk to the Crafts about it, oh, do they love him? So, and beyond football, this is one decision that Belichick doesn't have a say in. This is the Crafts.
No, I agree.
So,
I agree.
Amy Lawrence is right there. Seriously.
Pretty
cool. Should we ask her to come on?
Sure.
Look, seriously.
I'm not looking.
He won't look. She's not there.
I didn't think so.
Oh, yeah, that's why you didn't look.
All right. Yeah, well, if I had done, oh, my God, he was at, gotcha. He was at 9. She was at 92.9 a game. I know where that is. Rich pointed it out yesterday. I know it was too quick for her to get over here.
How's the camel?
That's why he was out of breath. He had run over there and ran back. You know what Breer said yesterday? That was like, all right, dude, this is a humble brag. He's like, so, do you think if I run from here to Midtown, that's cool?
Did he really say that?
Yeah, oh, and he's like, is it dangerous?
Oh,
and I'm like, geez. Yeah, it's really dangerous.
Yeah.
To run in the middle of the day in Atlanta. Yeah, you're gonna die.
Pretty cool.
I've been walking my dog, and I've seen Breer running by doing like a phone interview while he was jogging.
What?
Oh, yeah. He's been doing that before.
But he's like, yeah, I'm just thinking about taking a few miles.
Come on.
All right, when we get back after John Wallach's headlines, story number one of how apparently our show is ruining everything for the Super Bowl.
Yeah, baby. Mm-hmm. That's the plan.
Dutcher and Rich are live on Radio Row at the Georgia World Congress Center. Presented by the New England Volkswagen Dealer. Watch the show on twitch.tv. Just follow the Sports Hub.
We are Toucher and Rich, and we are on Radio Row here in Atlanta. This hour of the show is brought to you by AdCare, 1-800-ALCOHOL. And Rich, we're being blamed for things?
Yeah, let's start by just kind of giving you the latest on Anthony Davis and, of course, him trying to kick and scream his way out of New Orleans. First of all, you heard yesterday that he got a nice little punishment. Yeah, $50,000 for saying that you want to force yourself a trade, which, of course, is an amazing amount of money for a guy.
$3 to all of us, something like that.
Right. I mean, yeah. He probably drops that on the way to practice just on the floor. But a few things that have kind of been piling up. First of all, according to the New York Times, they're saying that it's reasonable to conclude that not earning a starting spot in the West All-Star game was among one of the main reasons he was so frustrated that he wanted to get out of New Orleans now.
He's blaming his lack of talent around him for not getting a starting spot?
No.
That he's in too small a market, probably.
Yeah, that it's like, look at me. I am honestly one of the top five players in this league, and somehow I didn't make the All-Star game.
Yeah.
I could see how that would piss me off.
You lost on a tiebreaker, right? To Paul George.
I think it was like the...
He's upset he wasn't unanimous?
The fans
lead,
or something?
Lead the league in voting?
Like, broke the tie.
That's, but... He's never going to lead the league in voting as long as LeBron is in town.
You know, by the way, there's a story that's been around there for a while, which now I truly believe this. So Anthony Davis and apparently many of the other Pelicans players are pretty BS about the training staff because it's the same owner as the Saints, and apparently the trainers that they use for these the Pelicans are the same ones that they use over on the NFL side of things. And he said that these guys aren't NBA guys. They don't know how to deal with NBA players, what they do, the type of physical activity that they have. But instead, they're doing like exercises and stretches and things like that that are detrimental to their health. I mean, how many injuries have been with the Pelicans over the past several
years?
That's
true.
So
that's true.
Apparently they are not very happy with the training staff because they think that the owners cheaped out on it. Instead of getting two separate staffs,
it's basically
the same.
I don't know about
that. But that's a story that's been around for like a year. Like, okay. That's
been brutal. If you're investing in a professional franchise, I mean, why would you cheap out on the training staff? There's a bunch of stuff you could cheap out on. But, I mean, keeping your players
healthy. It's because they don't sell any tickets. I mean, the Pelicans have no fans.
But think about it. You're working with salary caps for both sports. It's well known that NFL owners clear an obscene amount of money thanks to the TV contracts they have. I mean, I don't understand why you cheap out on trainers either. Listen, that doesn't make it. Seriously, how much of a dent is an extra training staff going to bother your budget if you're
not
making billions of dollars off the NFL alone?
It might not be that. It might not be about the money. It might be about incompetence. It might be about somebody just not thinking of that and going, all right, well, maybe we need to have this specialized staff over here. And so it was just like, we have a training staff.
But the seasons run concurrent to each other for a large portion.
Yep. Yep,
I don't believe that for one.
5 seconds talking to any NBA owner will tell you. I mean,
once again,
it's common sense.
That's a story that reputable reporters have had out there for about a year.
I don't believe it.
I mean, look at the injuries they've had. There might be something to it.
Look at the injuries the Celtics have had. I mean, Hayward's leg wouldn't have broken.
Well, I mean, right, if there was a trainer who like ended up, was underneath him at the time,
right,
when he hit the ground. Okay, another thing, and this is just as of this morning. A report that is coming out from Bleacher Report, they're saying that Irving's desire to reunite with LeBron James is, quote, for real. They said, quote, a source close to the Celtics confirmed that Kyrie Irving is genuinely interested in reuniting with his former Cavaliers teammate. That is for real, the source said. That is a source close to the Celtics.
Okay.
Oh. Okay.
And remember, this is all on the heels of last week LeBron James doing that stupid Snapchat video where he was singing the song Rewind about, like, I wish we could do it all again. And it said at the top, this is for you, Kyrie. I mean, it's essentially tampering. I mean, you made a video that was about, hey, let's play together again. Yeah. I'm tampering for everyone to see.
Yeah, the NBA is something else.
It's great. It's great. And it never stops. And there's always something going on, even in the other. There's no off season. But during, I mean.
Even though I don't mind Instagram, now I officially hate it.
But let's get to the true chaos, and that is apparently we might be the reason.
Insiders.
That Anthony Davis is leaving.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Okay.
This from Nick Wright of course, I'm yelling stuff to get on TV.
Yelling stuff.
The TV show.
Might as well yell stuff outside my window at home.
Who is the guy that had the big nose that was...
Nick Wright. He's the guy you're talking about.
That was famous, Vlasic Pickle guy.
Who is the stork.
No, who
the Vlasic Bill guy's a stork.
I know, but who was the famous guy with the big nose?
Oh, Jimmy Durante.
Yeah.
Not a banana. That's my nose.
Yeah, he's the Jimmy Durante.
Okay. All right.
So,
hey, stay away from the cocaine.
It's like a vacuum.
He's just like, whoop, an eight ball.
So, yesterday, Nick Wright retweeted a guy who said, Ainge really compared LeBron to Trump. While Rich Paul, which is the agent of Anthony Davis, held all the cards, man. I simply cannot. Now, if you remember, it was on our show that Danny Ainge came on, and I asked him about what did you think about LeBron James calling himself the greatest player of all time, and Danny Ainge's comment was, I just think he's kind of pulling a Trump and bragging about how great he is and getting his brand better, for his brand.
Right.
So Nick Wright retweeted that and said, this was really a big deal the moment it happened, and I'm surprised more folks didn't C's on it. It's not an exaggeration to say it was, get ready for this, one of Ainge's biggest mistakes in his entire tenure as GM.
Well, Nick Wright would know.
He would. Nick Wright would know.
Yeah. That a throwaway comment would change the entire landscape of the NBA. Yeah.
Another tweet coming from the sports media. This gentleman works for...
Not taking he's the care director, of
he's the director of content at Def Jam.
Okay.
But the guy's...
That's still a thing?
Yeah, all I right. guess so. And he said, Danny Ainge comparing the most famous clutch client, that is Anthony Davis, to Donald Trump may have been a mistake, and that is continuing to come out. So now our show might be being blamed for the reason Anthony Davis wants to – he wants – doesn't – and nothing to do with the Celtics. He wants nothing to do with the Celtics and wants to go straight to the Lakers.
I see.
Yeah, okay. It's not L.A. It's not the appeal of playing with LeBron. It's not – well, if a guy was butthurt about not being a starter in the All-Star
I was just
game,
thinking that. I mean, if you think you're going to get more popular by playing on the same team as LeBron James,
I'm not
happening.
No, see, I think you would.
Oh, if he's upset – just let's think that he's upset he wasn't elected to the All-Star game and he was, you know, not nearly popular enough because of the market he plays in. Yeah, he goes to L.A., but once again, he's overshadowed by a guy right next to him. He's not going to be the main guy in L.A.
If you're Danny Ainge and you find out that Kyrie Irving truly does not want to resign here, maybe you trade Kyrie Irving for Anthony Davis.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe you give him Kyrie Irving and then resign
Terry Rozier and do it that way.
Yeah, and you got Davis for a year and a half. I mean, if you truly think he's going to leave, that's kind of like a badass move.
Let's think about that for a second.
And you say, you know what, Pelicans? I got a deal for you. You can have Kyrie. We'll take Anthony Davis. We'll give you whatever other people that you want
to match up salaries.
We'll put you some people to match up salaries. I mean, first of all, if you're the Pelicans, do you say no?
Kyrie's going to leave.
Yeah, I went
after this
that.
Year.
But you'd also throw in, like, you know, some other pieces and things like that. You would even throw in Tatum. It doesn't matter. But you would end up getting Anthony Davis.
I don't even think you need to do that.
First of all, you trade anything for Anthony Davis. I don't even care who. Like,
why would they want Kyrie just leave? So, I mean, yeah, it would be funny.
It would be really funny.
It'd be nice to go, all right, here's New Orleans.
Like, all right, you really want to be in – I mean, that's only if Kyrie is truly leaking it out there that he wants to.
And also that these people are idiots enough to think that there was a comparison to Trump. It was just
However, when we get back, there is one person who's more inside than anybody, and I'm not using that as an exaggeration. Harry Reams. He is, definitely. But Jackie McMullen had an opinion on the Kyrie thing, and I think if you're a Celtics fan, you might breathe a little easier after you hear this.
So all right. We will be right back.
Toucher and Rich are live on Radio Row. Toucher at the GWC. Presented by the New England Volkswagen Dealers. Watch the show on twitch.tv. Just follow the Sports Hub.
985 the Sports Hub. We are Toucher and Rich. And indeed, you can watch us on Twitch. My children are doing it and encouraging me to make fun of Wallach all the time. Even though his Invisalign has got his choppers in tip-top shape. But we are on Twitch every morning. Visit twitch.tv and search the Sports Hub. I'm getting a little delay in the old headphones there, Lau. Get on the ball, boy! And you can also download the Twitch app and search the Sports Hub.
We've been talking about how the trade for Anthony Davis, the potential trade, February 7th, is that the deadline? Is that when it is? Like the 7th?
Yes, February 7th, NBA trade.
So I know this is Jackie McMullen. I want to say this, is that I was having a snack because there was a big, from when we ate to when I had dinner.
Right.
And I was sitting there, and they had the one where they rate you, based on what you're saying. And
around the horn.
And now Jackie McMullen, they can pull you forward. And he, boing, 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 boing. I mean, the points were coming fast and furious.
Reality was making it rain points? Is that what it was?
I mean, he couldn't get them up there fast enough. Wow.
So,
even though one of the guys from New York looks like Herschel Savage. Anybody? Herschel Savage?
I don't know.
Porn star?
No.
Several. Mike Thomas.
Is that the clown prince?
No, I can never remember the clown prince.
That's not the clown prince.
No.
Okay.
So Nick Wright put out there that the whole Danny Ainge comment making, you know, comparing Anthony Davis to LeBron James, believe that that might be a reason that Anthony Davis doesn't want to come to the Celtics. And so I tweeted out, I said, so our show might be the reason Anthony Davis is coming to Boston. Egads. And someone tweeted us back, kind of poetic justice after all the Anthony Davis conversations the last 2+ years. So it's the yolks on our face. But Jackie McMullen is extremely connected. And she had this to say yesterday on, hey, give me points, Tony Reale, clip.
I will say this. There is some frustration from Kyrie Irving. Of course there is, because this team is not performing the way he had hoped, and he is carrying a huge load, and he doesn't want to be the James Harden of New England, okay? But it's January. He hasn't made any kind of seismic decision like that. And let's say even if he is a little unhappy and a little unsure, don't you think bringing Anthony Davis aboard may quell all of those fears or concerns for Kyrie Irving?
Oh, yeah, give me
so
those points.
I don't put it.
Right, guys, so let's
get those points.
Feel it, feel it.
All right. Okay,
is that the end of the clip, or did you pause it so we could just like
all right.
breathe? Like,
hey, just
post-coitus.
Hang on 1 second.
From all those points just being awarded. Oh,
okay.
Now
if you're Kyrie
talking.
Irving,
can we have a point sound effect so whenever Fred or I makes a good point, you just like bing, bing, bing.
Well, don't bother because it will never happen. All right, so this drives me insane. If you're Kyrie Irving, mm-hmm. your team without you went to the Eastern Conference Finals. You play well enough for them to win. You are the star of the team. What you're frustrated you're not winning enough? You play better. Play better.
He can't. He's playing as good as you can play.
Fine. But like you find can't. Some way to distribute the ball or find something to do.
He's
been
trying.
You're fine, but you're the piece. I mean, it drives me nuts. So you're playing. First of all, he misses a ton of games. And second of all, you're playing. And I know he's scoring and whatnot, but something is off from what happened last year. There's something off with this team.
He said it himself. It's a leadership skills. It's the ability to lead.
So how about this?
That's been
the problem. How about this? You do it.
Yeah.
You do it.
No,
don't worry so much. Don't worry so much about leaving. You do it.
No,
I'm frustrated that we're not winning. Then win.
I don't think he's Jackie McMullen's a Hall of Fame writer. She certainly knows what she's talking about. And I think the problem is, and he said as much over the last month, is that he's learning on the job how to lead the team that he has.
Good, then learn quick.
I never thought I'd say this because I thought this was a myth. I honestly think there's too much talent. And I think with having a guy like Kyrie Irving out there, it's stunting the growth of some of these other guys.
Now, well, you're stuck with Hayward.
Well, the Hayward thing is concerning because at this point we had thought that he would be able to find his rhythm, and he's just been bad. And I also think that anonymous comment that came from somebody not Draymond Green,
because he would not stay anonymous. Golden State player.
Yeah, yes. A Golden State player saying that he's a liability on both ends of the court. I not only think that, A, that unfortunately that's true, but B, that's the kind of comment that will mentally mess him up. And I think that that's it's not going to help.
And by the way, he's coming out with a horror movie.
Kyrie.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, listen, he had Uncle Drew, you know, over the postseason. And
maybe don't make the horror movie and try more about your leadership skills.
Well, you know where they're filming the movie? L.A.!
So. I mean, the NBA drives me. Like, Connor McDavid doesn't go, hey, our team sucks. Like,
yeah.
I want to go somewhere else.
Right.
Connor McDavid goes, I'm the best player in hockey, arguably. I'm the best player in hockey.
I play on a terrible team.
Yeah. And
I'm not going anywhere.
Right.
NFL's like that. Antonio Brown.
Antonio Brown's not leaving Pittsburgh because Antonio Brown's leaving Pittsburgh because he's insane.
Well, Kyrie's kind of insane. Kyrie's off.
Well, he has a friend's tattoo,
which is awesome.
Which proves your point. But I mean that. I mean, it just drives me nuts. I can't think of another sport where that happens. I mean, it used to be in the NBA that veterans cherry pick teams like Karl Malone. Went to the Lakers, like,
right.
at the end of your career.
It's also because in basketball, one player has more power than on any other sport. Well, not any other sport, but of the four big ones, because there's less players and like, there's less superstars. So I think that he's a guy that.
Well, in baseball, good luck cherry picking.
Yeah.
Because Machado and Harper.
I'm just
going to
say the Red Sox signed some guy who faced a lifetime suspension for PED use and just got reinstated. That guy has a job. And Harper doesn't. And Machado don't.
You're not to put it up where I see it. I feel bad enough about myself.
What?
He's got the twitch up, but I don't.
Oh, that, no, don't do that.
All right, I don't need that in my life. All right, I can't believe you guys can watch that one.
I pull it up for the comments. Matter of fact, I hate looking at the thing right there.
Yeah,
and I only pull it up every once in a while.
I don't care about anyone's comments.
Yes, you do.
Sometimes people are chiming in
after the show.
I like
on Instagram.
Okay, fair enough.
Like for them to be engaged.
Oh, I was out with this girl last night who's my wife's best friend, and I took a picture of us.
Okay.
Oh, she scrolled through the comments, and then, like, if anything was at all negative, it, like, freaked her out.
Oh, boy.
It was, like, the
biggest Well, why'd you mistake. Show it to her?
I didn't. She took the phone.
Oh.
That's right. I have female friends, platonic female friends.
Well, you were very quick to mention that this woman, who I'm sure is very nice looking, is your wife's best friend, just to, you know, quell any possibilities of you stepping out.
You know I got here? I'm showing a one with one hand and a zero on the other. I'm talking about a 10. Curves in all the right places. Wouldn't mind seeing that in a bikini.
What are you talking about?
36, 24, 36. What a winning hand. She's a brick house.
I'm joking. All right, no commercials here, just the headlines.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.
The Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Boston Marathon's Adaptive Program for Runners, creating opportunities for runners with autism and other disabilities to participate in the legendary Boston Marathon.
Hi, my name is Mike Palmer, and I'm running as a member of the Adaptive Program for Runners in this year's Boston Marathon. Thanks to the Flutie Foundation, runners like me can achieve their dreams and finish the greatest race in the world.
The Flutie Foundation promotes inclusion for all to help everyone achieve their running dreams in Boston and beyond. Visit FlutieFoundation.org to get involved.
The Dave McGilvery Finish Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGilveryFoundation.org for more information.